So Alice is not coming in at the minute. In some ways, I'm quite glad Alice is not in today. You know, no one loves her, no one's more protective, nobody thinks higher of Alice Moss than I do. But she's not very good at times of national stress and strife.
No, not very good.
I remember when the bomb went off in Canary Wharf, we were on the air the next day. And, you know, I mean, today's tough, how do you pitch it? Every song you play sounds like you're being clawing or not. So I was sitting here with Alice. And she sat there, was in Radio 1, she came in, and she sat there like this looking at the floor. I mean, you know, people felt pretty much, you know, oh man, a live world's gone nuts, play the Leonard Cohen song, everything gets sorted out. So anyway, but she's sitting looking at the floor, so I said, oh man, you know, she off the air, she said, there's a record smash, she went, I just feel awful. I said, well, we all do, Alice, you know, but that's not no business like show business, but there's a certain level we can achieve here without standing like some of these dreary old idiots who, well, Capital Radio, you know. So we opened the mics again, and I'm babbling like I am now, and I said, don't you ring Alice? Ow! Come on, man, we gave you the day off. She went, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just so down about this bomb. On National Radio 1. Yeah, well, we all are. It's made me look like such an airhead, which is not too difficult, I'm sure. But I was there, right? And I'm ringing if you ever fell down a hole, if you ever... Isn't that right, Alice? Oh, I don't know, I'm so down about that. So in some ways, it's kind of a blessing, isn't it? Because she says, the most guileless person about it, she would just say...